Nearly 50 years after being purchased by the University of Victoria in British Columbia, seven windows, or as Wright called them, light screens, are being returned to the Martin House.
Getting these windows back is incredibly exciting, not just for the house, but for the overall profile of the project.
Mary Roberts, executive director of the Martin House, says the glass being returned includes a series of distinct styles, mostly from the main Martin House, including a wisteria window, one of Wright's signature designs.
Most important in the collection in terms of the reacquisition is a single lay light panel, which is one of two units that existed on the main landing, the main stair landing in the Martin House. So we're very excited to get one of the stair landing lay lights back.
Roberts says she was very pleased when the university agreed to the Martin House's request to return the pieces.
These are items that have been in their collection and cared for many years, which they acquired appropriately on the open market after a period of abandonment when the Martin House wasn't under appropriate stewardship.
The windows return, Roberts says, is not about the value of the gift. It's about putting back a significant component of the art glass Wright specifically designed for the Martin House. In fact, it has more patterns than any other house Wright designed. And Roberts says she's pleased because of the Canadian-American aspect of the transfer.
You know, we are a binational community here in Buffalo, Niagara, and we're so pleased that this is happening in the 150th anniversary of the origins of Canada and Frank Lloyd Wright's birth. So it's a wonderful Canadian-American moment, and it's a wonderful Frank Lloyd Wright Buffalo Martin House moment.
The windows will be reinstalled in their original location in October, and Roberts says she hopes the University of Victoria's decision prompts the return of other original Martin House pieces. Chris Kay at WBFO News.